Chapter 1. What is a logistics platoon leader? A logistics platoon leader tactically employs their platoons, attains proficiency in their branch functions, executes the orders process, utilizing troop leading procedures, and leverages teams and squads to accomplish tasks. Section 1. Roles and responsibilities. Leaders at every level have specific roles and responsibilities. These vary based on the leader's rank, position, and mission requirements. Army doctrine, regulations, and command policies provide considerable guidance on these responsibilities, and leaders will find additional information within unit standard operating procedures. Commanders will frequently assign additional duties to members of their command in order to support organizational programs and readiness requirements. Some additional duties are operational in nature and support daily administrative and mission requirements. Example, Unit Movement Officer, UMO, or Arms Room Officer, while others are associated with a specific mission or event. Example, Range Officer or Non-Commissioned Officer, NCO in charge. Regardless of the circumstance, commanders assign these duties based on their confidence in their subordinate leaders and expect them to fulfill their duties in a competent, responsible manner. Ignorance is no excuse. Upon assignment to new duty positions, leaders must immediately familiarize themselves with the appropriate references in order to fulfill their responsibilities and support the commander's intent. For duties that require certification, new leaders have an implicit responsibility to learn and meet certification requirements as quickly as possible. Duty descriptions provide brief summaries of each position's role and major obligations. Duty descriptions also provide the cornerstone of performance evaluations. While not comprehensive, these written descriptions usually include the mission, manpower, and financial responsibility for which each leader is responsible. At the platoon level, financial responsibility is often expressed in terms of the platoon leader's responsibility to maintain accountability and readiness of assigned equipment. Duty descriptions may include specified additional duties when assigned in an initial counseling. Officer evaluations and support forms often address additional duties in support of a leader attribute or competency. Roles. The platoon leader provides effective command and control of platoon personnel to enable accomplishment of any and all missions and tasks for which the platoon is responsible. The platoon leader is responsible for the platoon command and control system to include driving the operations process at the platoon level. The platoon leader also executes the full range of personnel management, training, counseling, mentorship, readiness, and supply accountability. The balance of the platoon leader, warrant officer, and NCO responsibilities is critical to successful platoon operations. The platoon leader is the primary planner and ensures the platoon is properly resourced. The warrant officer provides technical expertise and the how-to for logistics functions. And NCOs ensure soldier and equipment readiness and oversight of task execution. Platoon leader. The platoon leader is the first officer in the chain of command. Platoon leader duties include planning platoon operations, resourcing subordinates, planning collective training, and synchronizing and overseeing platoon execution of the mission. The platoon leader's top priority is to prepare the platoon to perform the assigned mission and maneuver to the decisive point. Platoon leaders will accomplish this using the principles of mission command. The nation entrusts the Army leader with its most precious commodity, its sons and daughters. Army leaders embrace this responsibility and keep the well-being of their subordinates and their families in mind. There are times when leaders place their subordinates in harm's way. This is not because they do not care for them, but because they have a duty to the nation. Leaders also care for subordinates by maintaining their training level so in the event of combat, they are well prepared. Leaders who respect those with whom they work will likely garner respect in return. Simple actions can demonstrate respect and care, such as listening patiently or addressing families' needs. Detecting change in morale and actively seeking honest feedback about the health of individuals and the organization indicate care. Platoon leaders are responsible for equipment maintenance and property accountability. These are two very important responsibilities as they ensure the platoon has the right equipment on hand and equipment is fully mission capable in order to conduct the platoon's mission. For more information, consult AR-750-1 for maintenance and AR-735-5 for property accountability. Platoon leaders represent the commander's intent at the platoon level, serving as the officers in charge of mission execution, readiness, and soldier development. This means platoon leaders are also responsible for ensuring their soldiers understand the commander's intent. Platoon leaders counsel and rate platoon sergeants, but the platoon leader can also gain a better perspective on the platoon's strengths and weaknesses by developing a strong professional relationship with their NCO counterpart. Platoon leaders conduct quarterly counseling sessions as the tool to assess platoon collective tasks, training, administrative tasks, and maintenance actions. Platoon leaders support their company mission essential task list, metal tasks, as they execute or plan collective tasks to include ensuring individual training events to prepare the platoon for their core LISCO functions. A functional platoon requires a cohesive team. Exercising mission command and empowering junior leaders requires teams that are built through mutual trust. Platoon-level leaders gain this mutual trust through building a team based on shared experiences, enforcing standards, creating a platoon identity, building trust in training environments, and having a welcome program. A platoon where leaders do not share hardships may not function as well. Trust and cohesion are characteristics of the Army culture that have direct impacts on climate. Leaders encourage subordinates to work together for the greater good, while promoting pride in organizational accomplishments. Subordinates trust leaders who underwrite their good faith efforts to act in accordance with their leader's intents. If the outcome is not what the leader expects, the leader and subordinate discuss the problem and develop a strategy to get back on track. Trust also follows when a team appreciates a concerted, honest effort even when the results are incomplete. Army members gain confidence in leaders who enable them to achieve standards and demand quality performance. Leaders build cohesive teams by setting and maintaining a collective mindset among team members and enabling successful performance. Conflict occurs when people disagree about ideas or feel their interests are threatened. Conflict does not require the involvement of two people, nor is it necessarily based on facts. One person may be in conflict with another without the second person realizing it or being at fault. Leaders should identify and resolve conflict before it affects personal and organizational functioning, good order and discipline, and cohesion. Leaders should be able to resolve two kinds of conflicts, work-related and personal. Any given conflict is likely to contain some level of both elements. Work-related conflict can stem from disagreement over a course of action, workload perceptions, or the best steps for completing a specific task. Personal conflicts generally stem from people who do not like or respect each other or some perceived grievance based upon individual behavior. Leaders need to develop the skills to address both types of conflicts as rapidly and effectively as possible. Conflicts that simmer lower the morale and duty performance of those involved and can corrode an organizational cohesion when not quickly addressed. Platoon sergeant. Platoon sergeants are the enlisted advisors to the platoon leader and serve as the NCOs in charge of mission execution, readiness, and soldier development. Platoon sergeants are rated by the platoon leader and senior rated by the company commander. The PSG performs assigned duties and supports and advises the platoon leader in the execution of the commander's intent. The platoon sergeant is the NCO support chain leader within the platoon and is responsible for enlisted soldiers' development, discipline, training, and well-being. These are accomplished with the mentorship and guidance of the company first sergeant and supported by the squad/team-level NCO leaders. Platoon sergeants execute platoon-level individual and collective tasks and ensure that soldiers continue to develop and maintain tactical and technical MOS proficiency. By developing individual competence and confidence, platoon sergeants enable soldiers to work together and execute missions collectively. For a further look into what the relationship between a platoon leader and platoon sergeant should be, refer to Chapter 4, The Resupply of Duffer's Drift. Squad leaders/team leaders/section NCOs. NCOs at the corporal to staff sergeant level perform as section, squad, and team leaders, and are the primary points of contact directly interacting with, motivating, and developing the junior enlisted soldiers. Section, squad, and team leaders are responsible for the command and control and readiness of the appointed element. They provide the leadership to ensure elements are properly trained, equipped, and ready to perform all assigned missions. Section, squad, and team leaders report readiness status to the platoon sergeant according to the unit's standard operating procedures, SOP, or current operation order. These NCOs are generally rated by their immediate supervisor within the chain of command and senior rated by their platoon leader or company commander. These NCOs work with the soldiers to execute the missions as assigned. Additional duties vary and may include the following. Equal Opportunity EO Leader. Sexual Harassment / Assault Response and Prevention SHARP Victim Advocate. Assist junior officers with assigned additional duty as an assistant or non-commissioned officer in charge, also referred to as the NCOIC. Assistant Convoy Commander. Physical Security / Key Control NCO. Range Safety Officer or non-commissioned officer in charge. Vehicle Commander / Truck Commander. Warrant Officers. Warrant officers are the technical experts within their assigned fields. Their experience and understanding of policy and doctrine enable them to manage operations, provide added perspective to senior leaders within the commander's intent, and build relevancy and professionalism within their assigned organizations. The rating scheme for warrant officers varies based on the organization and will be assigned by coordination between the company commander and battalion commander. A warrant officer is directly in charge of a logistics activity and generally supervises a team chief who manages soldiers in execution of day-to-day mission support tasks. Examples of warrant officer duties include the following. Supply Support Activity Technician. Automotive, Armament, and Electronics Maintenance Technician. Allied Trades Technician. Company Commander. The company commander is responsible for the accountability, mission readiness, and professional development of all personnel within the company. The commander influences others to establish a culture that supports organizational missions, while also supporting development of assigned soldiers and leaders in accordance with and supporting Army Command Policy AR-600-20 and regulations. The commander executes command programs that support general readiness, including the following. Physical fitness, health, and mission readiness of all company soldiers. Professional counseling, evaluations, and promotion determinations. Treatment of soldiers with dignity and respect. Equal Opportunity Program. Sexual Harassment and Assault Response Program. Family Readiness Groups and Care Planning. Safety and Risk Management. The commander is responsible for the property accountability and mission readiness of equipment systems, facilities, property, and supplies within the company in accordance with Army regulations. The commander executes command programs that support these activities to include the following. Property accountability, hand receipt management, inventories, documenting and ordering shortages when necessary. Command maintenance program. Preventive maintenance checks and services, PMCS validation, dispatch control, scheduled and unscheduled maintenance. Physical security, key control and container management. Commanders execute missions within regulatory requirements and may compete for recognition within specific areas outlined and evaluated externally, such as the Command Supply Discipline Program, Command Maintenance Discipline Program, and Command Deployment Discipline Program. Commanders are responsible for collective mission readiness of the company to include training proficiency, relationships, and communications with higher headquarters and supported units. The commander integrates internal equipment and processes with available personnel to meet requirements for sustainment, survivability, and deployability, including the following. Identification and certification of crews on assigned vehicles/equipment platforms. Weapons proficiency and qualification. Individual and crew served. Communications equipment, digital and field manual proficiency. Key collective training tasks within the company mission essential task list. Unit movement operations. Hazardous material, hazmat handling and documentation. Company commanders establish and maintain a culture of good order and military discipline. The commander enforces orders, policies, and regulations in accordance with Section 934, Title 10, United States Code 10 U.S.C. 934, Article 134 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ, supported by partnering with legal advisors to ensure proper processes are followed in the application of this authority, may initiate investigations, inquiries, and reasonable searches of property. Punitive actions. Administer non-judicial punishment, Article 15 UCMJ. Initiate and provide recommendations of courts-martial. Initiate administrative actions on assigned soldiers that may include suspension of favorable actions, suspension of security clearance, bar to reenlistment, administrative separation of enlisted personnel. Responsibilities. Platoon leader responsibilities vary widely depending on the type of platoon and the operational environment in which the platoon operates. The subsequent paragraphs illustrate responsibilities a platoon leader can anticipate. Continuous support. Logistics platoon leaders accomplish tasks that provide for continuous support to their supported units in order for those units to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative. Continuous support maintains operational tempo and enhances capabilities throughout the battlefield. Requirements for continuous support depend on daily consumption rates and phases of the operation. The support at the brigade combat team level is executed through the echeloned trains concept. Trains are a unit grouping of personnel, vehicles, and equipment to provide command and control and sustainment. The combat train is the basic sustainment tactical organization. Commanders at the battalion and company level in the supported battalions are responsible for the train's emplacement, and that decision depends on mission variable of mission, enemy, time, troops available, terrain, and civil considerations, METTC. To ensure the most efficient and expedient way of executing the echelon sustainment concept using supply point unit and throughput distribution, logisticians use the synchronization matrix to capture requirements from their supported units throughout all phases of the operation. This tool enables sustainment leaders to identify current capabilities and address any shortfalls to assist with future resupply operations. The requirements and synchronization matrix drives tasks that logistics platoon leaders will execute to ensure continuous support. Section 2, Leadership. Effective logistics platoon leaders must possess the Army leader attributes. Leadership is the activity of influencing people by providing purpose, direction, and motivation to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. As an element of combat power, leadership coupled with information unifies the warfighting functions, movement and maneuver, intelligence, fires, sustainment, protection, and command and control. Leadership focuses and synchronizes organizations. Effective leaders inspire people to achieve desired outcomes. First impressions have a lasting impact on leaders' effectiveness, especially at the platoon level. Soldiers remember whether their leaders take charge and demonstrate competence. Logistics leaders are full partners with the leaders of the forces they support. They receive guidance from the chain of command and translate this guidance to their platoons. Platoon leaders should clarify expectations, provide back briefs, and understand how the platoon fits within the larger mission of the company and battalion. Asking the right questions, synthesizing feedback, and providing clear guidance are more important than demonstrating technical expertise. Mission Command Principles. Mission Command, ADP-60, is the Army's approach to command and control. It empowers subordinate decision-making and decentralized execution appropriate to the situation. Logistics platoon leaders lead consistent with the Mission Command Principles of build cohesive teams through mutual trust. Mutual trust is shared confidence among commanders, subordinates, and partners. Effective commanders build cohesive teams in an environment of mutual trust. Create shared understanding. Commanders and staffs actively build and maintain shared understanding within the force and with unified action partners by maintaining collaboration and dialogue throughout the operations process. Planning, preparation, execution, and assessment. Provide clear commander's intent. Clear and concise expression of the purpose of the operation and the desired military end state that supports mission command, focus to the staff, and helps subordinate and supporting commanders act to achieve the commander's desired results without further orders, even when the operation does not unfold as planned. Exercise disciplined initiative. Action in the absence of orders when existing orders no longer fit the situation, or when unforeseen opportunities or threats arise in order to create opportunities. Use mission orders. Directives that emphasize to subordinates the results to be attained, not how they are to achieve them. Accept prudent risk. Deliberate exposure to potential injury or loss when the commander judges the outcome in terms of mission accomplishment as worth the cost. Platoon command and control. Tactically and technically competent commanders, subordinates, and teams are the basis of effective command and control. The platoon requires a shared understanding of the mission and commander's intent, and an understanding of the mission two levels up and the mission of the supported unit. The platoon leader, assisted by the platoon sergeant, uses troop leading procedures, TLP, and mission orders to prepare for missions, issue orders, and employ the platoon. Commander's intent. Logistics platoon leaders must understand and execute missions within their commander's intent. Commander's intent defines success for the mission and includes purpose, key tasks, and the conditions that define the end state. It describes the what for platoon leaders, allowing them to achieve desired results without further orders. The commander's intent must be simple, concise, and easily understood two echelons lower in the chain of command to enable soldiers to act quickly and decisively in fluid and chaotic situations.